Lake watched the vote counting from onboard his airplane, en route from Phoenix, where he'd voted for himself. It was almost midnight when he got to Georgetown, to his quaint little row house on 34th near Wisconsin. Two Secret Service agents got out of the car behind Lake, and two more were waiting on the front steps. He had adamantly refused an official request to put guards inside his home. "I do not want to see you people lurking around here," he said harshly at his front door. Once he was locked inside, he went upstairs to his bedroom and changed clothes. He turned out the lights as if he were asleep, waited 15 minutes, then eased downstairs to the small basement. He climbed through a window, paused, heard nothing, then quietly opened a wooden gate and disappeared into the night.